K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer coming at you on this early Tuesday evening back here in Manhattan, Kansas, a dreary Manhattan, Kansas, January 23rd, 2024, Purple Project Podcast. For those of you for the first time downloading this and listening to this podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that's football, men's and women's basketball, indoor track and field, volleyball, and so much more here in Manhattan, Kansas, home to K-State University. This is the postcast edition episode of this podcast as I'm recording this ahead of a couple of Foothills games later on the Angel 95 station here in town. I'll have this posted before then, so if you're interested in hearing me as I wind down my time here in Manhattan, Kansas, then go feel free to do that right now. So definitely check that out as well. We'll get to that at a later date. But we got to talk about last night postcast. I thought, and first off, FS1 broadcast. Boy, I tell you, all the technical, and thank goodness that they put that there. I did not see the note that they're working on technical difficulties. That was pretty annoying and frustrating that every time either Baylor or K-State were in possession, you hear a sudden noise. So I'm like, this is really frustrating. This is a big-time matchup, as we talked about on yesterday's episode of the podcast there. You missed out on yesterday's pod. Please download and check that out. But, yeah, Kate, big news there. This ladies' basketball team. I have said it really for the last month, really going back to this run here. Incredible. Just incredible. I said they can play with anybody. Look, I thought, first off, I'm sitting there watching this game like, oh my goodness. I don't know, man. Like, this is the first time I had a little doubt. And look, Baylor, shout out to them. Look, they came out with the energy, and their crowd was obviously behind them. Not that they are, but that was a raucous atmosphere last night. And K-State, once again, women's basketball found a way. And we said we were number 7 on yesterday's pod. We got to correct that, because the moment after I posted that, it showed up on a Twitter feed that they're now inside the top 5, the highest ever for a K-State women's basketball team to reach that point. And man, did they show the nation why They should be put there. 13 down. The first half, it was cut to 9 and by halftime. And then second half, they grinded the thing. This team grinded this thing out. And the defense took over. The Jeff Mini defense took over. And K-State rallies back. Grinds it out. Rallies back. Another show me how you do it win over 13th ranked Baylor last night. Baylor came out guns blazing. And by the end of the day, mid of the night, it was Eliza Maupin. Again, I have called her name out for the 4 episodes in a row. And I'm on a roll right now. Eliza Maupin showed out her best game by far in her K-State basketball career. Obviously, filling in for Ayoka Lee. That's 2 wins now since Ayoka Lee was sidelined with that ankle injury now. Look, and probably because this team played without her last year, they know how to get it. And they have a better roster, I think, a little bit. They got this thing done. They got it done with a trademark defense in the third quarter, clawing their way back in this basketball game. And Baylor is out of sort, especially in the later sequences in the fourth quarter, where Baylor had a chance to force this game in overtime. Then they got really careless with the basketball in the fourth quarter late. K-State took advantage of it. Gabby Gregory was monstrous. She had to step up in this game because, one, I thought Serena Sundell was in trouble because Serena came up limping. There fell on her foot, fell on top of another Baylor pillar there. She limped off for the rest of the first half. I'm like, oh, shit. Here we go again. Like, you're down your trio, which is continuing at this rate, putting up gigantic numbers. Ayoka Lee, who is recovering from his ankle injury, Serena Sundell continues to battle her way through leg injuries. And Gabby Gregory also battling injury this year, an inconsistent performance. But yet, when they call her name out, Gabby was huge, and she got hot from downtown in this game, and her post presence came up huge in this game. We saw that a lot last year. Gabby hit it, was hitting shot, was her game's obviously the three-pointer, but she showed us why she can hit, she hurt you from a deep ball, three-point shot, she can hurt you in the post. And like the commentator said, we already know that Gabby Gregory, G squared, is scrappy there. Yeah, the defense really picked up there. I thought Baylor just picked apart K-State in that first half there, and K-State looked like they're out of sorts for the first time all year long. When I watched them, I've watched this team play a lot this year. I think that was the first time that they looked out of sorts, but Baylor left the crack in the door open, and K-State, you know, they got punched in the mouth. Look, let's face what it is. K-State got punched in the mouth quite a bit in that first half, but I think that second, getting that mojo with a couple of Gabby Gregory shots there. I think Eliza also got some buckets in there as well late. That's where I think the momentum turn shifted from there, and Baylor couldn't get back that intensity at all. K-State was the one throwing blows there as well. And more importantly here, another mark here, K-State now, women's basketball that is. Of course, the men play tomorrow night in Ames. They got a chance ahead of them against Iowa State. We're talking about women's basketball here tonight on this episode. And we'll have some more football. We got some more football news there. We'll save that for tomorrow's episode. Figure we talk about women's basketball only here tonight on this podcast. 13th consecutive victory for women's basketball marks the longest winning streak for the Wildcats going back to the 2008-09 campaign where they won 14. They'll have the chance to match that later on this week. And in K-State, for the first time ever, in K-State Nation history, reaches, and I didn't want to put a jinx on them, 19-1 for the first time in K-State women's basketball history. K-State, of course, with the thank you, TC, with the forfeit, and now this gutsy win on the road. And you might as well put this in the quad one bank. Another ranked opponent goes down, 13th ranked Baylor, 8-0 for the first time in league play, going all the way back to 1996-97 campaign there. Staying right there with the ranked opponents here. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here on this Tuesday episode here before I head into the gym for Flint Christian School basketball here later on. Look, where did I add that? Four AP top 25 ranked opponents go down. Marks the most ranked wins. Feels familiar? We saw the volleyball team hit 5 out of the ballpark back in the fall semester, right? And now the women are continuing to chalk that up, right? As well, this marks the most ranked wins for K-State in it since the 2016-17 season. K-State is one of 6 teams now in the nation with 4 or more wins against AP top 25 opponents here in 2023-24 season as well. Eliza Maupin, career best to this point. Man, she looked good last night. 16 points off the bench. Gisela Sanchez did start, so I'm thinking Gisela might have started against KU. I don't know. I was keep following the second half on Gamecast, so I don't know. I was going off of the stats there, so don't mark my words on that. But Eliza Maupin, Jeff Minnie stayed with the hot hand here. Gisela did start the second half, but Jeff Minnie rolled with the hot hand. You know it. Baseball, football, you got to roll with the hot hand. And Jeff Minnie, Coach Minnie rolled with Mount Maupin all the way to the end there. Maupin hit a huge 3 to give K-State the lead for the first time since early in this game from the corner pocket. Hit the 3, and that's all she wrote there, folks. On that, I'm not gonna say I told you so, but it seems like every time I focus on a player that need to step up, bam, there that player is, right on cue, right. And I've called Maupin's names out for the last couple episodes of this podcast since Aoka Lee went down, really since Friday, because look, I said somebody else is going to have to step up. If Eliza Maupin, you're getting bonus production from Now, I'm going to start nicknaming her the Giraffe because this girl is smooth when you're going down, up and down the floor. That's the Giraffe
rolling like it is, right?
like it is, right? you're getting bonus production from her. It's just going to make this K-State team that much dangerous going down. And look, Ayoka Lee, you want her healthy for the home stretch. I'm all for that right now. This team, look, last year they played all the season without her. So they know they figured, and Jeff Mini had to change his defense. Look, number one defense in the Big 12, they put the clamps down on Baylor. That was just a clinic in that third quarter to claw themselves back in this game. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer here. But look, you knew that K-State was going to find it, and I had my concerns, but we all know by now we are seeing, and you're probably hearing me say this, but we are seeing something unfold. Look, this K-State team is ranked ahead of UConn. I don't know who else, because look, they were ranked 7th last week, and they jumped 4, and they proved why they should be there. And look, 4,500 plus in the Pharrell Center in Waco, Texas last night felt like a sellout house, because that place was rocking, and K-State found a way once again to win a basketball game. Different ways that this K-State basketball women's basketball team has found ways to win, just like the men have this year, right? So incredible stuff. Serena, I was nervous for Serena there. And that's not the first time I've seen her. Every time I watch the basketball game and see her come off the floor just like that, right? Very scared there. Scary situation there. But she came back, and Jeff Mitty warned her to be aggressive, and she was again. 16 more points. Look, 3 players and 16 points. Sundell, Gregory, and Maupin, right? Serena also added 5 rebounds there in this ball game as well. We saw almost everybody for K-State in this one, including Imani Lester. Heavenly Greer played a few minutes in the ball game back in the first half when Gisele Sanchez got herself in foul trouble in this basketball game here. Overall, K-State shot 44% from the field, under 30% from downtown. Woo! And K-State, they look a little shaky from the free throw line. Only 58% from the free throw line. Meanwhile, the Baylor, ooh, they got a lot of points on the table. Only 52% from the free throw line. So really, I mean, I don't want to put rain, hence what the forecast has been today on this parade, but we got away with one the free throw line there, because Baylor, they look even worse from the free throw line there. Well, I thought Baylor came out with that energy, but you knew somehow in the back of your mind, well, somehow it's going to wear off. In case it's going to find some rhythm. They did that in the back end of the second quarter. I think for me, that is the turning point of this game. Look, Baylor could have easily ran away with this and put K-State in a monster hole, but they didn't. And K-State found a way to sell things down. I think Gabby Gregory was a huge catalyst in that, along with Maupin there. And Eliza Maupin showing the second half, all over the floor, getting rebounds, keeping plays alive on the offensive board, and then making shots as well, going down the floor, cutting on the offense. It was just a beautiful scene to watch last night with this basketball team. And once again, in this campaign, 23-24 campaign, K-State has found a way, women's basketball has found a way to win a basketball game. It's just so fun to watch right now what we are seeing with this team. And this team continues to roll here through this conference. Not saying it's been easy, but look, the Big 12, whether it's the men or women, you've already know. If you're a big fan of Big 12 basketball, you know it's a war night in, night out. Eddie Greer for the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports here on this early Tuesday evening, January 23rd, 2024, ahead of a couple of basketball games here, Flint Hills Christian School. So I'm recording this ahead of that. So I got to get to the gym there as well. Yeah, Eliza giving that, and that was her first career three-pointer there with just a tad over 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And then K-State just swung harder than Baylor did. That's what all they did there. Serena Sundell, 58th career game there with 10 or more points there. And then her 13th of the year there. Gabby Gregory made three-pointers last night, becoming the 64th time in her career with two or more connections from downtown there as well here. And Eliza Maupin, another note on her, going back where I did that, double digits for the first time this season. And we saw her be a force in some sports, in some way of fashion last year before she got reduced to playing time as well. You want to see her get more playing time and continue to develop there. That's a key piece for next year. Not that I'm focused on next year, because we still got a lot of basketball left with this team moving forward. And what we're witnessing right now, and I said it, oh, this team can play with anybody. They beat Iowa, North Carolina. They beat another ranked team I can't think of right now. North Carolina, Iowa, no. They add Baylor to the mix. I know I'm missing one more in there. But this team, depth-wise, can give you fits there as well. Let's see. I'm going to focus there. And, yeah, Baylor, I don't know what they're doing in the last minute of the game. I just don't know. Look, their coach gambled there. And look, luckily for them, it paid.